Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Loudoun County, Virginia, right outside Washington, D.C., was for a very long time, for generations, a reasonable place. It was orderly and calm. It was well-maintained. Loudoun County famously worked, certainly in contrast to the city nearby. And then two things happened to Loudoun County. First, lots of federal money flowed in. All those government contracts in Washington made Loudoun County rich. In fact, Loudoun County is now the single richest county in the entire United States. And that's been a problem because any place you find easy money, you will also inevitably find large numbers of unhappy white liberals, those brittle neurotics with the masks on, screaming at everyone else to get in line. Loudoun County has a whole bunch of those people now. It also has a huge number of immigrants. One out of every four people in Loudoun County was born in another country. Now, in general, most immigrants are not very liberal at all, actually. In fact, many of them have what would now be described as extreme right-wing positions on social issues. If you ever have a chance, ask a Salvadoran what he thinks of transgenderism. It'll make you laugh, probably nervously. You'll look around to see if anyone heard it. But as a practical matter, it doesn't matter at all what immigrants, what Salvadorans or Pakistanis think of social issues or how they organize their own families. Immigrants vote overwhelmingly for the Democratic Party, and those votes give more power, not to them, but to those unhappy white liberals who want to blow everything up.